Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball trade deadline day. We're getting close to 6 o'clock tonight when, you know, the trades will be over. But then there'll be 2 months left in the regular season. And in that month of October, which we know the Phillies are going to be in October, the question is, how will they stack up come October? And how will the players play in October? Wonderful to be with you from McGurk's today, our home base, till 6 o'clock tonight. It's all presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. All right, 215-592-94 to weigh in. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to one of our listeners who's here today. Her name is Melody, and she just handed me a, you ready for this, John? You'll appreciate this, a Pete Weber autograph.
Ooh,
the baller, nice. The baller Pete Weber. Up, yeah! That's how you, who do you think
that's
you are?
Priceless.
I am! Like that guy.
That is priceless.
Like, you know, that guy. It all came from Pete Weber. And so she's got a photograph of Pete Weber and an
this
autograph.
This is incredible.
So
she
Melody,
gave this to you?
She did. And I said, you really don't have to. Like, please keep it yourself. And she said, no, I have another one.
So oh,
said,
okay. That's good. And he's looking tough in this picture. You guys look alike somewhat in this picture.
You want to hear tough?
And he's looking tough?
Yeah, right.
Come
right.
on.
You want to hear something crazy, John? So I didn't know this until she just said it. Pete Weber's bowling ball, I'm not making this up. I mean, unless she made it up.
Is it not? It's not called the hammer.
It is called the hammer.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
She just said his bowling ball is called the hammer. If that's true, that is a staggering piece of information.
So you are essentially
a bowling
Pete's
ball.
Tool.
He's my inspiration, and I'm his inspiration.
Wow. Who do you think you are? I am.
Exactly right. All right, Ruben, I have a question that I've long wanted to ask someone who's run a club before. And I've never asked it because, you know, we don't typically have, you know, GMs as co-hosts and all, but we do with you. So on this trade deadline day, I've always wondered, does a general manager ever ask another general manager, come on, man, just help me out here? No, and I'm serious. So let me just say this. There were two really, really, really shady trades in basketball this century. One was when Jerry West, formerly of the Lakers, traded Pau Gasol to the Lakers. The Lakers got to 3 straight championships, won 2 of them. There was a Danny Ainge, Kevin McHale trade one time when Kevin McHale running the Timberwolves. Traded to his old team, Kevin Garnett, traded to his guy, Danny Ainge. And, you know, the Celtics won a championship. Now, those are unique because those guys previously worked or played for those organizations. Ruben, did you ever hear about, do you ever know about, like, come on, man, we got history. I need an outfielder. Help a brother out.
So this is interesting that you say that because it did happen to us.
And there
it happened
we go.
In 2008.
2008?
So remember when we got that the guy Garcia from the White
Freddie,
Sox?
Freddie Garcia. Garcia
who,
sure.
Who pitched in like one game or one game.
Who previously had been a great pitcher.
And
been,
yes.
Well, if you remember, Chase Utley went down and had a broken hand.
This is 07.
I'm sorry, 07.
Yeah.
Chase Utley goes down and... we needed a second baseman, and they basically gave us Tad Iguchi.
So this was the Pat Gill, Kenny
this
Williams
Pat,
thing, right?
It was. It was indeed. Now, I don't know if he did it as a favor, but I do know that Kenny Williams probably felt badly that we ended up getting Luis Garcia, who ended up...
Freddie Luis
was a reliever.
So it was a make-good.
Oh.
It was sort of a...
interesting.
You know...
I'm sorry kind of thing? Or
I don't know if it was I'm sorry, but like...
That's
was
fascinating.
Was that Gio and Gavin Floyd? Was that trade?
That was interesting. I think it was Gio and Gavin Floyd.
Oh, the Garcia.
I believe. Although, maybe not, because when did the center fielder come? Aaron Rowan came over.
Oh, yeah, that was the Rowan 05 trade, maybe?
I'm not sure about the combination of things.
Ruben,
memory eludes
me. It can happen, though, is the point.
It can happen out of respect, but it doesn't really happen all that often unless it really benefits the other team.
John, if you and I aren't working together someday, and we're ever in a position like trade, like...
Trade what?
I'll help you.
What
out.
Would we trade?
I don't know.
There's nothing that you
political
and I could
favors
possibly
when
trade.
You're running for president?
Maybe we'll swap.
So Ed Wade and I are very, very close, obviously.
That was a joke off the record.
I got it.
Ed Wade and I were very close. Yep. We ended up doing a few deals, but
Brad Lidge?
He didn't give me any breaks.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, it was Oswald and the...
Born for Oswald.
There were all types
maybe
of stuff.
Maybe those breaks are built
we
in.
We gave up a lot.
All right. One more,
Giles
Ruben.
Zelda.
Of all those trades, because you made a lot where you were acquiring the dude, which of those trades in the moment were you most excited about?
Well, I mean, Lee was one of them, but I actually was really excited about the Oswalt one, and I'll tell you why. Because we had to do a lot of things to make that happen. Like, the guy had a no-trade clause, and we gave up enough and so much that we actually asked him at the time to pick up his option. There was a whole bunch of stuff so we can get him for another year. So for us to have gotten that deal done under all of the circumstance, the history that he had with the organization in Houston, and for him to come to us and then be able to hold on to him for another year, that was pretty big for we were pretty I was pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, no, that was exciting when you got. I mean, all that. I mean, it was Hunter Pence, it was Cliff Lee the first time as a trade, Roy Halladay as a trade, Roy Oswalt as a trade. I mean, you brought in 3 or 4 years some big time players. Not to mention obviously Brad Lidge and going back to 08. Before the season started. Let's go to Dan in Williamstown. Dan, you're on WIP. Yo, Dan.
Yo, good morning, guys. What's up?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say how disappointed I am with these Phillies. You know, I feel like it's a rerun from last, playoffs, how they start tanking. And it was like almost embarrassing the way they're playing. We're the best team in the league. To be, I think they're like 19-23 in the last,
Well, it's 21-22 in their last 43.
So they're losing. It's a losing, record.
Yeah.
I think they need to get a bat for the bat lineup. I called you guys yesterday. I said that, and I don't like Alvarado at the closing the game out. We got to find someone at the end of the game pitching, relief pitcher or closer. And
they did that already.
They did that.
We need a bat at the bottom of the lineup.
Well,
they did that, too. You just may not think Hayes is good enough. I mean, they did do...
But, Joe, there was an argument they needed two guys in the bottom of the lineup.
I agree, yeah. I mean, it's a matter of if you think Hayes or Marsh are going to hit. If they don't hit, then we still have an issue here.
Right, that's right.
I mean, Marsh can bat left-handed batters, and that's about the only time I see him hit the ball.
Right-handed pitchers.
Right-handed pitchers. As a left-handed batter.
Left-handed.
All right, Dan, the best Dave ever is which one? This is for Green Day tickets.
How about Davy Crockett?
Oh, that's a big one.
Man.
He was the king of
the wild frontier.
That was the best part of that call.
Davy
I'm just saying.
By far, Rube.
Now,
by
didn't far. He die at the Alamo?
King of the wild frontier.
Oh, I love Davy Crockett growing
he's
up.
He's definitely dead show? Now, Joe.
No, he's definitely dead. Yeah. Did he die at the Alamo?
No question he's dead.
No, he didn't die
I think
at the
he
Alamo.
Did. I think Davy.
Wait, did you ask if he was dead?
No, I didn't
no.
ask
no,
if he
I was making a joke.
Oh, okay, good.
Seltzer, give me a look.
I think he fought at the Alamo.
Well, I think they all died at the Alamo. If he fought
Joe,
there,
he did die at the Alamo. He did.
It's go. Like Custer. I mean, they all died. Everyone
where
dies.
Did the hat come from with David? Do you think he actually wore it, or do you think that just became like a folk legend thing?
I don't know.
Well, see, I thought you knew everything.
They probably don't teach Davy Crockett. Because I remember learning about him in, like, first grade.
Me too.
They probably don't do that anymore.
That'll be Joe's next book.
It will be, actually.
The life and history of Davy Crockett.
Oh, 100%. I got to pick a new book later today. Because I finished my book yesterday on the Fonz. Great book, by the way. Here's the wildest fact.
No way.
Here's the wildest fact about the Fonz. You ready? True fact.
Wild fact.
You ready?
About Henry Winkler.
Yep. Mr. Winkler.
His father and mother were in Nazi Germany. Up until 1939, Jewish in Germany, 39. The father wanted to leave, didn't think the mother would leave. Pretty much he wouldn't. The father, who had a business, told the mom, we're going to America on business.
Oh, wow.
Takes her to America on trip. Wow. Gets here and tells her, yeah, we ain't
we're
going
staying.
Back.
That's brilliant. Wow.
Is that amazing?
Yeah. I love that.
That's a great story. It,
that
great
part, that part's great, but sad that, and this is true, both sides of the family wiped out. So when Henry Winkler is born, he's got, there's no aunts, there's no uncles, there's nothing. They all die.
Well, thanks for ruining that story.
So,
like, you could have stopped this story earlier.
So there's a lot of parts to that, including there's no Fonz if they don't leave in 39.
No really, Fonz.
It's an amazing part of history.
It is great.
Right, or the Fonz is like Donnie Most.
Right. exactly. Burt Reynolds steps in as the Fonz.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mark in Northeast Philly. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Mark?
Philadelphia says hello.
Hey, I'm glad. I'm good. Because not many people do anymore.
Oh,
man. I just wanted to say a lot of fair weather fans right now, man. And I don't want to hear these guys calling in October. You know, last year they were saying that the team last year was better than the 08 Phillies. They were going to get the job done. And then all of a sudden, or I'm sorry, 2 years ago when Houston came and smacked them around. And I'm just like, you know, guys, this is a long season. And I understand you need some help. But you are the best team in baseball. And if you think about it, in 2001, there was the best team in baseball, Seattle Mariners. And what did they do? You know, sometimes that record is deceiving, you know. And I get it. They're a good team. And there's a lot of good teams out there. But you do got to be buyers. And I'm hoping that they're going to – I hope that Dombrowski goes out and not only gets a hitter, but he gets a pitcher as well. I mean, you know, that's the demographic.
Look, Mark, I think you have a very even keeled phone call here that I respect. I mean, we can't lose sight of what they have accomplished and that they do have the best record. But I will say this, Mark. There's one area in particular I think they're light, which is the outfield. I don't think callers that call in and say, add this, are fair weather fans. Now, you may say people doubting them is fair weather-ish. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Here's what we also know, to use the Mariners as an example.
Sure.
This century, the vast majority of teams that have had the best record in the regular season have not won the World Series.
Just right on fact. The money. Right.
So, you know, everybody from Dombrowski to the manager to every fan, all 10 million of us, want to see the Phillies be as good as possible within reason without selling the farm to get it done to try to win this title.
Yeah, I agree, so because we'll you see. Don't want to sell the future. You know how that works.
You got to be careful there.
Right. We just got to start talking about the magic number. That's all. Let's just start doing that. We can knock them down game by game. Maybe get something else.
All right, Mark. Give me a great Dave for Green Day tickets.
All right. Before D-Jack was slaying Giants, you had David slay Goliath. And I'm going to go with that one.
It's already been said. Already
it's
been
a great
said.
Answer.
Been made. All right.
A great
I got
answer.
Another one for you. How about Diamond David Lee Roth?
There you go. How about that?
Good one.
I like that really answer good. A lot. I also like what we do every day at this time.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
What a freaking joke. What a joke. This is supposed to be the best team put together in the National League. And this is the product they're putting out there. This is the performance we're getting day in, day out, series in, series out. What a freaking joke.
We need the last caller and that Time's Yours caller to have a conversation. That would be interesting.
I can't believe that we lost that way to that team and those fans. And in front of our fans, I really hope that that loss is really the kick in the pants that this team needs to get back on track. Time's Yours.
I hope so. Ruben, give me a quick answer on this. The dog days.
Yep.
How real is that?
It's real.
It gets tough.
Listen, they need to be playing great in September and October. That's how you win World Series. That's when you need them to play the best. It is a little concerning what's going on right now, yeah. No doubt. But they need to be playing their best baseball in September, October. If they can do that, then they got a chance to win a World Series. And this team does because it's talented enough to do so.
The excuse du jour for the Phillies, the London series. Give me a break. The Mets did the same series the Phillies did. Didn't seem to affect their routine, did it? Wow. Bottom line is, the Phillies are not as good as a team we thought they were when they went to London, and they're not as bad as a team as we thought when they came back from London.
That's probably
true. The truth lies somewhere in the middle. Time's Yours.
Listen, that guy had a lot of good points.
Great point.
Great point.
I think the
Mets
have
point is really fair.
I think they have the best record in baseball since London.
They've played awesome since London, yeah.
Wow.
If your fan base is worried about one player coming into this locker room and ruining it with bad vibes, as they say, that locker room wasn't strong enough to begin with. One man does not take out an entire team. Oh, T.O., yeah. Well, that's once in a lifetime.
I don't know. I don't know if it's once in a lifetime, but it certainly doesn't happen often. All right, interesting. With that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Right. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.